We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show, summing up what went down for the nerds on the internet and around Seattle. Do I do it that way? No, I say what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I am Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, full 90 Soccer Time podcast, a brand new episode with so much soccer talk you won't even know what to do. Barf. I assure you that that is a joke and that there's very little relevant information, but lots of good times to be had. I invite you to subscribe and listen. I would actually love that if you would do that. Shout outs to my buddy, Mr. Walton. Hope I got your last name right. I think of you as Michael, but hope I got your first name right. For listening to both Gregor's End of the Show show and the full 90 Soccer Time podcast. He will be in on it for sure. Makes me dream of the days when our dumb podcast was a thing. I wish we didn't have these radio companies that got in the way, because my buddy John Manley works for a different company and I want him. I still want to do a podcast with him, but, you know, there's people that get in the way of that. I've got plenty of work on my plate, but I miss doing that. If you used to listen to that, like my buddy, maybe Michael, maybe Walton, hit me up. I want to connect the dots for people that are such great supporters. You're the best. Okay. Well, the world seems to be on fire, so that's awesome. Not, obviously, awesome, but the smoke is a little bit better today. I'm looking at the old watch. It's creeping up, but we were at terrible a few days ago, air quality, and it's improved to just yellow-orange. So look out. Here, there's more about it where I wrote it, and I'm not just, like, winging it.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, more than 400 new COVID-19 cases and sadly 25 additional deaths in Washington state. Those are cumulative over a few days because they didn't do reports. The Cold Springs fire claimed its first victim, and it is heartbreaking that that victim is a toddler. Feels like everything is terrible. More than 500,000 acres across Washington have burned since the weekend. Crank that up another notch. As we cough through the smoke, we're set to potentially endure record-breaking heat, reaching almost 90 degrees today. So, good luck, and stay hydrated if you can. In slightly better news, the West Seattle Bridge may indeed be repairable. I mean, the cracks only grew by several feet in a short amount of time. I'm sure you could just throw some spackle up there and call it good, right? Now, let the people that understand the math and the engineering do the math and engineering to answer the questions of, can we extend its life for another 15 years while we come up with a longer-term solution? Fingers crossed. And holy crap, two people have been arrested after a stabbing on board the Port Townsend ferry. What? Can we have, like, one nice thing during a pandemic? Sunset summertime ferry rides? Is that too much to ask?
You just got news.
I forgot about this. I saw that there's Pringles is releasing some new Rick and Morty's flavors. Rick and Morty? Rick and Morty flavored chips. Pringles are the ones where you stick your can, you know, your hand in the can, and then when you're done, you can act like you're a robot with no hands.
I have no hands. What will I do with my robot arms?
I don't really know where to go with this. But yeah, they're going to have a couple new flavors, says Nerdist.com. They're launching two more Rick and Morty flavors. They have Pickle Rick, of course, which is the best marketing crossover in ever. I'm sure you could find something else for me. But there's two additional flavors. There's Honey Mustard Morty. Doesn't he wear a yellow shirt? That makes sense. And look at me. I'm Cheddar and Sour Cream. Mr. Meeseeks. I don't know how they kind of, like, Pickle Rick is funny because a pickle-flavored chip is delicious. I haven't had a Pringles one yet. I definitely am going to do that. The two feel like they're just crammed in for marketing purposes. Oh, everyone loves Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. Oh, we'll just make it into a chip. We'll call it Cheddar and Sour Cream. Yes. There was no other one. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but that's... Come on, marketing department. Do better. Anyway, I can't wait to buy my robot arms. That'll be fun. All right, so there's a bunch of toys that I grew up with that are now Light Bright. I thought Light Bright was my generation. It's so old. Has a Light Bright ever been used since the 1997? Anyway, there's a bunch of new toys being considered for the 2020 Toy Hall of Fame.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
There's a new batch of fun being considered for the 2020 Toy Hall of Fame. All right. Bingo, Risk, and Sorry, some of the ancient games that are up for attention. Jenga, My Little Pony, Masters of the Universe, oh, Battle Damage He-Man! Wait, Tamagotchi? Is this list designed to just make me feel hella old? Also, does anyone still say hella? Oh boy. Now, there's nothing quite like a nice scramble with some tasty toast to start a morning. Unless, of course, you're allergic to eggs or maybe some sort of chicken racist. Introducing Just, a plant-based egg substitute made from mung beans. Wait, mung beans? Is that what Creed from The Office sprouts at his desk? Very nutritious, but they smell like death. And finally, Swedish boat designers want to make a ship that is powered by the wind. All right, settle down, Magellan. That is called a sailboat. No. This ship will use giant wind turbines to generate electric power, allowing it to cross the ocean using a fraction of the energy normally required to deliver your IKEA meatballs or Volvos or whatever the crap it is they make in Sweden.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I can't explain to you the amount of stress coursing through the world right now. When your toddler wakes up just before, like what, 5-something? And is mad because you didn't say goodnight properly, thinking that it's the middle of the night. And then you go, no, buddy, it's morning. He goes, oh, time to get up. It has been a screaming-filled day, let me tell you. I've got a lot of things to say tomorrow. Let's see if I actually pull it off. Hey, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening.
This is the end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.